This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Merchants apparently love Bill Please because of the platform's low fee and fast settlement for online banking. Cash settlements for bills is also said to be faster, with Bill Please claiming next working day settlements versus the current industry standard of 1 week. But apart from these benefits and the obvious fact of being an environmentally friendly alternative to paper bills, what's making major merchants across the nation use Bill Please? Well, to answer this question, we have on Open for Business this morning founder of Bill Please payment services platform, Nazruf Hakim.
Hi, my name is Nazruf Hakim. I'm the CEO and founder of Bill Please. Bill Please is a payment platform for merchants to pay and get paid fastest at the lowest cost possible. So those two things are very, very important to us. Fastest, lowest cost possible. So our number one merchant would be at this point, Boost. They're doing 20,000 plus transactions per day and growing. There are a lot of e-commerce apps using us, Jome Parking, Catch That Bus, a lot of fashion e-commerce stores using us as well. So we cater mostly for online collection.
So I looked at your website and you call yourselves the fair payment platform. Why use the word fair?
Okay, so... Firstly, my name is Nazruf Hakim, so I take fairness seriously. It's not just lip service, it's part of me. So first of all, it's a payment platform, not a payment gateway. Now, the difference is Bill Please payment platform integrates competing payment gateways so that you, the merchant, can have the best deals. Payment gateway is just another payment method. So that's why we are agnostic in nature. The platform is agnostic in nature. It can be connected to any friendly party. So many people are confused with Bill Please. But once they understand how we work, they understand that we are agnostic in the sense that they can pick and choose. Okay, I want to activate PayPal. I want to activate FPX. I want to activate Boost. I do not want to activate that. Fine. We are okay with that. It's all self-service. So in that sense, it's a very fair payment platform because we don't impose what you do not need, right? You decide. The merchant has all the power.
So how many payment methods does Bill Please currently support?
That's a very good question because our revenue revolves around having as many as possible. So right now we have about 7 partners. So that's number one is FPX. Hands down, it's the most demanded currently. It's basically online banking, right? It's your Maybank TU, CIMB Clicks, etc. Second is the cards. So we have Visa, Master, we have PayPal, we have UnionPay, we have wallets, we have Boost, obviously. Two other major wallets are coming online soon.
So why should merchants use Bill Please instead of the usual payment service providers?
So again, it's back to our mission statement. From day one, it's always about helping you pay and get paid fastest at the lowest cost possible. Because what is confirmed, regardless of the trends, is people want better, faster, cheaper, right? That is good 100 years down the line, 1,000 years down the line, right? So that's why we start off with that mission statement. So one example is our settlement speed. Before Bill Please, before April 2015, that's when we start to go production, the settlement was weekly. And we said, no, that is unacceptable. It should be next day. So that's what we did. From the ground up, we make sure our SOP, our code is able to reflect that promise. So if your customer pays you on Monday, you should be getting that collection on Tuesday. So that's how fast we work. And for some merchants like Boost, we will do it in real time, 24/7, 365.
So I understand that Bill Please ensures that merchants have access to four different kinds of services: API, billing, payment form, mass payments, and real-time settlement. Can we talk more about these different types of services and why merchants should want to have these options?
Sure. So number one is called API, and that's our first service. It's about 80 to 90% of our business revenue. So API is your standard gateway requirement. Basically, it hooks up to your app, to your website via API, obviously, and then your customer can pay you in real time. Or at least we give you a callback in real time, because in the end of the day, why we exist, why payment platform, payment gateway exists, is because to answer three basic questions: who, pay what, when. Now, before this, it was bank transfer, right? So I give you my bank account, Maybank 123. You will give me back my bank receipt, and then I will ask you to wait indefinitely for, you know, to reconcile whenever I have the time. So that process will take about an average 5 minutes. So can you imagine if you have 10 transactions? That's 50 minutes. You cannot scale. Right, you cannot do like 100 transactions per day. Right, the reconciliation will just kill you. So that's why gateway exists. So APIs is our cash cow essentially. But we start off as a billing service. So our first ever merchant, a preschool, uploaded their bill summary to us, and then we push to parents. So parents get notified via email and SMS. But it's not just a standard reminder. There's a payment link that you can also click, authorize, and pay. Now, that's the beauty. So after using 3 months of BillPlace, that preschool cut the debtor days, their debtor days to half, from over 30 days to 17 days after 3 months of using BillPlace. Because now there is no more excuse. You cannot say you forget. You cannot say you lost the reminder. It's in your SMS inbox. It's in your email inbox. And then we started to focus on micro entrepreneurs. We see a lot of back and forth, like what I mentioned just now, the bank account number, the bank receipt, the reconciliation. We figure, hey, let's just do a payment form, like a simple payment form, like Google form, but much simpler, like just basic data. And then again, put the payment button. So it's not just a form, but it's also a payment form, right? So that's a big hit with NGOs, with micro entrepreneurs that do not have any developers, any technical knowledge to hook up with our API. And then last but not least, we have the payout service. That's the other way around. Instead of collecting, it's dispersing to recipients. So we work closely with MDEC eRezeki program to help disperse funds to B40.
So, costings for merchants to get on board with BillPlease. You have a membership tier.
Yes.
What does that involve?
So we call our merchants members because they need to select a membership of their preferred choice. Again, it's like the Pareto rule. Like 80% of our business comes from standard membership, just like 80% of our revenue comes from FBX. So the standard membership is the easiest to purchase. Like you, there's no initial outlay. You know, there's no registration fee, maintenance fee, nothing.
And how much does that
cost? It's just R1.50 per paid transaction. That's it. It's on a success basis. We only charge when you collect successfully. That's it. So for micro entrepreneurs, for small business, that's the best deal out there, right? And then we top it up with the fastest settlement possible, which is T+1. So if they get paid on Monday, they can see that money in their bank account by Tuesday.
It's time for a break, but when we come back, how does BillPlease know for sure that they are the fastest when it comes to settlement in the market? Well, Nazruf will give us the details. Open for Business, we'll be right back on BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
This is Open for Business. I'm Audrey Raj. With me in the studio today is Nazruf Hakim, founder of BillPlease, a payment platform for merchants to pay and get paid faster at the lowest cost possible. So Nazruf, okay. What was your background before you started BillPlease?
For me, it's not so interesting. So I got this idea when I was in Post Malaysia. When I was in Post Malaysia, I was in International Business Unit. So part of my job is to go through proposals from other operating postal operators. So the trend that got me this, and bear in mind that this is like this was like 8 years ago, like 8-9 years ago. Like, so it's called EBPP, Electronic Bill Presentment and Payment. Essentially, it's Maybank to you plus Post Malaysia, everything online. Right, you don't have to wait for your postman to drop in your mailbox. So you get everything online, your bill online, and you get to pay online. So back then, it was something very new. These days, it's nothing. Like it's like it's so common sense, right? But back then, I wanted to do it within Post Malaysia. But suffice to say that things were not moving as fast as I want. For whatever reason, so I decided to take it out and do it on my own. I got Cradle CIP 150. Shout out to Cradle, thank you. they helped me to build the prototype. From the prototype, we managed to secure angels. From the angels, we managed to secure the our first ever merchant, a preschool. And from there, MathCap came in, 500 startups came in, and the rest, they say, is history.
What was the main pain point that you wanted to solve when you had the idea of Bill Please?
So the three pillars of e-commerce is merchandise. Obviously, you have to have something to sell. Payment, obviously. And then delivery. So Post Malaysia owns delivery market. Like Post Laju dominate that sector. So the only logical sense is for me to focus on payment while I was there. So that's why I really wanted Post Malaysia to do something with payment. But again, things were not moving fast enough for me. So I decided, hey, let's do it. I guess it's a blessing in disguise.
Then here you are today.
Yeah. So, if not, someone else will. The CEO of Post Malaysia will. So.
So who would you say are your main competitors in the market today? Are there similar service providers?
So I don't want to name names because I have the highest respect for them. And this is not just me trying to be politically correct. Like the incumbents are the one that were paving the way. Way back in the late 90s. So I have the highest respect for them. And I know all of them, at least the founders, right? And some of the key managers. But what I like to share more is that the size of the market. Like the incumbents, including the newcomers like myself, like Bill Place, hasn't even scratched the surface. Cumulatively, our GMV, the amount that we process on behalf of merchants, barely hit 10% of Malaysia's GDP, right? Malaysia's GDP is over a trillion ringgit. We barely hit 10% of that. So there's a huge opportunity left in Malaysia alone. Forget about the world, right? In Malaysia alone, there's a huge opportunity for us to focus on new market participants, 500,000 of them. Like 17 years old, becoming 18 years old, right? Some of them wants to be their own boss,
yeah.
Especially the millennials onwards, right? They have no aspiration to work for corporate, right? So all of them needs payment gateways, payment platform. So that's where our focus is.
Is there anything that differentiates Bill Please from the incumbents and other competitors?
That's a fair question. So back to our mission statement, which I try to repeat regularly with our team. It's always about fastest, lowest cost possible. Like and this is from day one. It's not something we cook up. Right, it's from 5 years ago when we decided to go production with Bill Place. Whatever code we push, whatever SOP we draft, whatever partnership we do, it has to meet our mission statement, which is we want to help you pay and get paid fastest at the lowest cost possible.
So you say get paid fastest. How do you know for sure you guys are the fastest?
So the fastest is real time. You can never beat real time, right? So that's why Boost, with their hundreds of millions of war chests, they use Bill Place. We charge on a flat fee basis of just 1,005 per month. It's like a no-brainer. Like if I want to integrate directly with FBX, I need to have at least a senior developer. It costs me starting maybe 7,000 onwards, right? With BillPlease, you get everything sorted out in terms of the payment module for just 1,005 per month. That's it. We focus on activation fee. We don't focus on the transaction fee. So that's the other thing, how we make sure that it's the lowest cost possible, because we always bring you directly to our partners to get the lowest cost possible. There's no middleman, right? There's only you and the provider. And on top of that, we charge an activation fee, kind of like a salary.
So you just spoke about Boost being one of your major members. What was the merchant onboarding process like? You mentioned the preschool earlier, you mentioned Boost, but you know, how do you convince merchants to come on board with BillPlease?
That's a very good question. So basically, we are one of the few companies that want to tackle all sizes. Now, investor hates this. They want focus, right? But what can you do? You're doing payment. Like ₱1 for Petronas is the same as ₱1 collected by
a fashion blogger or something.
A fashion blogger, yeah. Right? The requirement is still the same. So that's why we serve all sizes, from the one-man show to someone like some organization like Boost, right? So it's different. For SME, specifically micro and small, they are desperately looking for our solution. We cannot serve individuals because of the law, right? They need to be registered with SSM. They need to get their corporate bank account. So individuals that come to us, 1 week later will come back with everything sorted out. They are hungry for it. So it's so easy to sell to them, right? But the big boys, the large enterprise, so it requires a longer digestion period. So so now we have a dedicated team to focus on the large enterprise, and then it's more or less on autopilot for the SME market.
Is there a downside to not being targeted, to not being able to focus on a certain segment of the market?
It's kind of hard. Like if I just focus on the large enterprise, obviously there are steady income because they are willing to pay 1,005 per month. No issue there. As opposed to the small ones, they rather go for the standard membership, success basis, PIU, right? PSUs. But having said that, the digestion period is longer on the other side, on the enterprise side. So we rather do it concurrently. You know, I need to pay the bills, right? So I rather focus both of them concurrently.
So you say the smaller players are hungry, and you say the larger enterprises, it just makes more sense, 1,005 a month, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
but they take a longer digestion period. It's not like a instant yes.
Yeah, but have you ever thought about restructuring your fees in order to cater to the demand?
So when for the last 5 years, I've been changing our pricing plans like crazy. Like I've been doing a lot of testing. My team hates me for that. So suffice to say that I've done that, and we are sticking with the current one for good. I would say for good, right? We will give discounts, incentives on top of that. But I think we have found the magic number.
What would you say is the biggest challenge in running a service like BillPlease?
Talent, hands down, talent. It's not really about money, but we got just 700,000 from MathCap and funded startups compared to others, and it's in ringgit, right? 700,000 ringgit 5 years ago, so. In terms of capital, it's not an issue, even with that small amount. It's the talent that I'm having problem getting. Good talents, A-team talents. Like Sean Fanning gave me that advice. Like MDEC hooked us up like way back. Like shout out to MDEC too. So the only advice that I can remember after many, many years is that if you want A result, get a team. It's common sense, but it's not so common day to day, right? What I meant was, like, day to day, you don't have time to think of that advice. It's whoever next to you willing to work for with you, right? So you tend to take any Tom, Dick, and Harry, and guess what? You wonder next, how come I don't get my A result, right? It's because you're taking every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
So what has been the secret to you hiring these 18 talent?
So all our team members have to, especially the developers, not so much the non-technical team members, but the technical team members have to have their portfolio ready. I don't look at your academic qualification. So one of them don't even have a degree. The other one haven't even finished his third year officially. But because of their impressive portfolio, that's why we hire them. So you have to show what you have done.
And what's the staff strength at BuildPlease?
So we are now at 17 men and women strong. I like to stress that we are an equal opportunity company. So we have a good ratio, male and female. Yeah.
So BuildPlease launched in 2015, and plenty has changed in the last five years or so. Yeah. You know, requirements like technology, just the way people pay for stuff, the kind of merchants that are doing everything online, POS systems, everything has changed. How has BuildPlease adapted to these changes?
The critical part is the infrastructure, the apparent changes happening in the space. So we don't have a single server rack. So everything is stored in the cloud. Mm. What is a cloud? No one knows. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You have an A-team to answer that question.
Yeah, I have an A-team to answer. Correct. Touché. Right. So it helps us to reduce the cost dramatically. Like when I see the cost, the infrastructure cost, it's like, is this right? Right? I'm not asking for them to raise their price, but the point is that...
It's been a game changer.
It's a game changer. So that's why one thing that I advise new entrepreneurs is to focus on anything to do with software, to focus on doing it in the cloud.
Okay. And just before we go, Nazruf, what's next for BuildPlease moving forward? What areas of growth are you focusing on?
So we have currently fundraising. We want to focus on compliance. The way we look at it, if we can be in compliance at our level, our GMV is about 2-3 million ringgit every single day. Every single day, right? That's like four times what we raised 5 years ago, 700,000 ringgit. So the point is that if we can manage 2-3 million every single day, we should be able to help micro and small businesses to be in compliance as well. So that's our next focus. We want to help them to organize their back office, like how we do it in BuildPlease, so that they can move to the next level. So the problem with small business is that they are stuck because they don't even understand the concept of cash versus revenue, right? Revenue is vanity, cash flow is sanity, right? So they think that they have a high revenue, but it's not cash. So the problem is they need a strong back office. So that we want to provide that back office because everything starts from payment.
All right. Nazruf, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And for merchants out there who are listening right now and would like more information on BuildPlease, where can they go?
Please visit buildplease.com. That's BuildPlease.com.
I've been speaking with Nazruf Hakim, founder of BuildPlease. Now, if you missed any part of this show, you know where to find our podcast. It's available on the BFM website, bfm.my, also on the BFM app, and on any other platform where you can enjoy podcasts. Just look for BuildPlease or Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Nazruf Hakim from BuildPlease, thank you for listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.